With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky on Monday night expressed his approval of President Donald Trump's handling of Russia despite the tsunami of criticism the president faced after his press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's gotten so ridiculous that someone has to stand up and say we should try to engage even our adversaries and open up our lines of communication, Paul told Politico after the press conference. We're going to talk to the president about some small steps in order to try to thaw the relations between our countries, the senator added, noting he's set to travel to Russia early next month to continue the dialogue that Trump started. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democratic socialist who became a rising political star after her victory in the New York congressional primary last month, referred to Israel's, quote, occupation, end quote, of Palestine in an interview before admitting that she's, quote, not the expert on the subject. During an interview on PBS's Firing Line on Friday, the congressional candidate raised eyebrows when she said, I also think that what people are starting to see, at least in the occupation of Palestine, is just an increasing crisis of humanitarian condition, and that to me is just where I tend to come from on this issue. 20 current and former residents of one of the largest buildings owned by Kushner Corporations allege in a $10 million lawsuit that the firm used relentless noisy construction that exposed them to cancer-causing dust as part of a campaign to get rent-stabilized tenants out and high-priced luxury condo buyers in. The lawsuit and a separate state investigation followed an Associated Press story on Sunday detailing the practice. And in New Jersey, one pup saved an entire family, barking them to safety when a fire broke out. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700.
And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.